You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live from Citi Field for the Subway Series. Now, with both teams going the way that they're going, it's obviously not going to feel the way that it did last time with the excitement. It's more like, uh-oh, which team is going to survive here this weekend? But I can't wait to do that. I've actually never done a live show from Citi Field prior to a game. We've done it plenty of times with the Yankees. I have not done that with the Mets yet, so looking forward to it. Big Subway Series. We can get into maybe that later or even tomorrow. Just focus on that. Right now, it is about the Yankees and just their, I don't even want to say ineptitude. That's too strong. But I really do believe it is failures as an organization and sticking too much to either the stats that they believe in, the data and analytics. And I'm not saying that stuff is bad, but with the Yankees, they're clearly doing something consistently wrong because it has been a pattern here for years with the lack of player development, with continuing to play guys out of position, with ignoring the reality. Everything can't be okay. It can't be, well, we're fine. And I'm not saying that they're going to lose the division in case you missed it. And by the way, in case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Go back and listen to it, even the iHeartMedia app, all that stuff. But I'm not talking about, oh, the Yankees are in trouble with the division or in trouble with the postseason. They'll be fine. They'll be in the postseason. And there's a good chance they can get through the postseason just like they did a year ago. But is it going to be good enough, consistent enough to be a World Series team? Well, something we haven't seen from the Yankees since 2009. And just even beyond looking at the World Series expectations or aspirations or the playoffs or the division or all that, why did they continue to play guys out of position? Ben Rice isn't a catcher. What are we doing here? It's the New York Yankees. You can't get a real catcher? Can't get a real third baseman? You got to play. Their best second baseman is playing third base. One of their best offensive players doesn't have a position because Stanton's back. Can't have two DHs. You have Goldschmidt at first base, and he can't play anywhere else because he's clearly not a catcher. Oh, and by the way, their catcher coming into the year, he hasn't been what they expected him to be with Austin Wells. Stop me if you've heard that before about the prospects. Dominguez, Volpe, and so on. And even with that, they're still good enough to always have a good record and make the postseason. And that's why it kind of gets overlooked. 888-808-1019. At some point, there's got to be some accountability here. Come on, Ben Wright should never catch again. Yanni is calling from Westchester County. What's up, Yanni?
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call, brother. How's everything?
Good, Yanni. Thanks for making it. What's on your mind? Yeah.
I know that we don't agree that Aaron Boone is the problem. I already know that because I heard how you feel about Aaron Boone. Analytics, we agree on that. I believe is garbage. And that ruins a lot of games because the other team also knows the analytics. So they know what the other team is going to be thinking because, you know, it's there. Now, Sal, since we don't agree on Aaron Boone, here's my question to you. What was it that the Yankees saw in Aaron Boone when he became a Yankee manager?
Okay, so
what kind of experience did he have?
Well, he didn't have any.
What was it that made him a Yankee manager?
He didn't have any. They liked his demeanor, his personality, the way that he can be relatable to players, and also a, I don't want to say softer, kinder, maybe just deal with players better than the prior manager, which was Joe Girardi, who they didn't think, you know, specifically with Gary Sanchez, they didn't think relayed the message or was a players type manager. So they liked Boone the way that A, he would apply the data and B, you know, you take all the information into account and follow the lanes and all those different things. But also, I think more importantly, the way that he will handle that clubhouse. Now, I want to ask you a question, yes. Yanni. Why do you think, because I think this is a fair conversation. Why do you think it's Aaron Boone's fault?
Because, like you said before, this kid playing catcher yesterday, Ben Rice. Who made that decision? That wasn't Cashman. Who put Ben Rice behind the plate?
Right, it's the manager. But the problem
who
is...
Who left the pitcher in a batter too long? It's Boone. Who's doing the analytics? It's Boone. I understand that Cashman is the man on top. But you guys got to understand that. You said that the Yankees like Boone's demeanor. Okay, what has that gotten us lately? How many championships has that gotten us?
Championships, none. But, I mean, the Yankees haven't been... They've been to one World Series since 2009, and that was because they had Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together. Now, Boone made some costly mistakes. Well, that was it. I mean, Boone made some costly mistakes in the postseason last year. He admitted that specifically in the World Series, you know, with Cortez and all that stuff. And I didn't even really get on him that much. I didn't think that was his problem. Now, Yanni, don't get me wrong, and thank you for the call. Good conversation there. I'm not saying Aaron Boone is great and he's been perfect and the Yankees need to keep him forever. What I'm saying is I don't believe their issues are because of Aaron Boone. Has he helped the cause? Has he been great? No, I think Boone starts to prove himself in certain aspects, specifically getting through a postseason. They haven't done that yet. I mean, he knows the job. He signed up for it as the manager of the New York Yankees.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You got to win a World Series. It's been here since 2018. And they finally got to one a year ago. Is the team buttoned up? Are they disciplined? Are they fundamentally sound? No. But is that on the manager? Now, some will say that, hey, that is a direct correlation or a result of the manager. In today's day and age, specifically with the Yankees, even more so than just the age that we're in, I believe it's the roster construction being the biggest problem. Now, I also would have fired both Cashman and Boone more so as collateral damage, after the 2021 season. That was the one where because they were coming off the pandemic year where they, you know, Luke Voit went nuts and then they lost to the Rays in that first round. 2021, if memory serves correct, was the year that they barely made the playoffs and lost to the Red Sox. That was the year that they traded for Rizzo and Gallo, and they did that to go all in to make the playoffs. And they barely did, and then they got ousted right out of the gate. That would have been the year that I would have made a change. They didn't. And here we are. They missed the postseason in 2023, but they went to the World Series a year ago. So there's been a little inconsistencies there. But I look at their flaws more so of the roster construction than I do the manager. You said, okay, well, Boone's the one who made Ben Rice catch last night. Fair. He's the one, I guess, ultimately who fills out the lineup and decides that. But where is he supposed to play him? He doesn't have a position. And he's got two DHs. You're going to take Goldschmidt out of the lineup, put Ben Rice at first? Or you're going to see if Ben Rice can catch a little bit. Hey, let's try to get him in the lineup. Maybe there's a good matchup for him. Give Austin Wells in there, whatever it may be. Let's get him in there and catch. Is J.C. Ascara's catcher's interference Boone's fault? Is Anthony Volpe's lack of development and regression in year three Boone's fault? You know, the lack of developing Yankee prospects predates Aaron Boone. That's been a constant theme predating Boone. I'm not saying Boone's been perfect, and I understand he's going to get some strays here. For me, it's more about the roster construction and the lack of respect for the game. They don't play baseball. They go out there and try to bludgeon you and overpower you. And more often than not, they do. But ultimately, that hasn't been good enough to build a consistent enough baseball team that plays baseball well enough to go out there and win a World Series. Nick is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just two quick things. One on the your partner is always big with the OPS, and one with the Yankees pitching. The Mets and Yankees right now basically have the same amount of guys with the OPS of 800, and only the Mets have two guys over 850. And
but why
Ben Rice is one of the guys.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Mets, Nick. I want to keep it to the Yankees, not about the Mets.
Okay, yeah. So Yankees have guys that are sinking. Rice is at 800. Grissom is at 816. These guys aren't proven, and they're probably going to fall below 800. So the hitting just keeps getting worse for the Yankees. With the pitching, you know, it's a weak hitting, weak American League. So, yes, they have been decent with their pitching. But you see, when they play the Red Sox or Toronto, they're getting bombed by people that know how to hit. I think the pitching, even Max Fried, he's a great pitcher, pitched great with Atlanta. But I think he's having his best year because he's in a weak, fragile American League with no hitting, no lineups. You look at these lineups that they run out there every night, it's pathetic. And I think when the Yankees actually come up against a good hitting team, they're getting rocked all over the place.
Yeah,
I think there's more problems.
Well, they do have problems, and thanks for the call. I don't agree with that, though, Nick. I think you're taking it a little bit too far, and you can go over the numbers all you want. I'm not bringing the Mets into the conversation. We'll get to them separately later on. And I don't look at I don't think Max Fried is a byproduct of the American League or their lineups. Now, what I will say is that one pitcher, is it going to be enough? Is that enough? Yeah, Max Fried is great. Is that enough to overcome some of the other areas of deficiency? Like, have the Yankees built a good enough ball club? Catch the ball, throw the ball, run the bases, put the bat on the ball, put the ball in play. We know they can bludgeon you on any given night. And some of the greatness of the Yankees was on display last night in that loss. Down 8-0. Most teams, it's like, they're toast. But with the Yankees, you're one swing away. Giancarlo, big 3-run homer, right back in the ballgame. Aaron Judge, you knew you're going to pitch to him there. Well, I wouldn't do that. Boom, tie game. Offensively, they can be dangerous. Can be. So is that worth, would you rather have the potential to be dangerous with a lineup or a Blue Jays lineup that is way, way, way less dangerous but puts the bat on the ball, makes you make plays, runs the base as well, takes the extra base, you know, plays baseball? It'd be nice if the Yankees could do a better combination, a little bit more of a balance of both. And there's no reason why they shouldn't be. They're the Yankees. Why is it acceptable ever to have a backup catcher that can't catch? Why are they teaching guys catcher's interference? Because they're trying to steal pitches. Oh, for framing. Okay. Well, how's that working out for you? Oh, the analytics say the Volpe's a terrific shortstop. Well, the eyes say otherwise. And until the Yankees start using their eyes more and have a better balance, this is going to continue. It has for years. And it's been a problem.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.